Back with our inside look at baseball, A's and Indians, the weekend game. We're here in Goodyear, Arizona, joined by Kirk Sarlous, a very familiar name to the Oakland Athletics. Kirk, I've seen you with the Reds, I've seen you with the A's, and now the Indians. How did it come about?
Basically looking in the offseason for a chance to put my foot back in that starting role, and Cleveland was, they were the first team to call, and they actually were... They showed the most interest all winter, and they view me as a starter first. So super excited to be out in Arizona. You know, they moved from Florida, a little bit closer to home for me in Seattle, to, you know, just drive down instead of flying across the country. So I was excited about that, too.
What are the logistics of putting this together for you? Because obviously you're with the A's, then you're not with the A's, and then there's that limbo period of where am I going to go? How does it work?
Yeah, it's interesting. You're sitting in the off season. You really don't think too much about it. You let your agent go to work. But the A's decided to let me go and not renew my contract. So then I become a free agent, and I'm looking for a job. And you know, I'm just working out in the off season, not really worrying it too much until you know if you get into February, and you know there's some guys that are still out on the board right now that you get a little worried, but. For me, I just knew I was hopefully going to get a job in a place that I'd you know get a chance to start again, basically it came down to my agent said, "Do you want to go to Cleveland?" They're excited, and I was very excited. So, you know, we came to terms and figured it out, and here we are.
Boy, you look back, and as you were talking, I was thinking of college and coming out of college, the Houston Astros, and here we are, I don't know, 8, 9 years down the road. I can't even count the years, but think back to getting out of college and getting drafted and where you are today, and just reflect on it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of reflecting how long ago it is. My wife was pointing out the other day that I have a couple gray hairs in the back of my head, so, you know, and I got a 20-month-old kid, and Kristen's pregnant again. You know, about 8 weeks along. So life has definitely changed a lot since my senior year of college, but and they've all been great memories, you know, being in a couple different organizations, getting to meet a lot of guys around the league, and my time in Oakland was the best probably time of my life, you know, my Major League Baseball career, just with the people, the environment, our teams were good, and, you know, but it's such a business now that I would like to stay, you know, in one spot and be able to call one spot home, but that's not the way the game is a lot of times now. So for me and my family, we just try to find the best fit year in and year out, and we feel like we have a great fit here in Cleveland, sure.
Yeah, you know, you talk to people, and spring training is a wonderful time of year, and you're a wonderful golfer. You know, you're still a legend in Oakland A's history with round you shot in Michigan. But, you know, spring training for a lot of people is kind of hang out. You do your thing, and you play golf, and you have dinner, and you come back the next day. But you actually have to prove something here.
Yeah, year in and year out for me, especially is, you know, for the most part, I'm not going to have a 100% job every year. And that's fine with me. I my mindset is I come in here and I want to earn a spot every single year. I don't want something given to me. So for me to come in and to spend off season getting ready to compete from day one, and I think it just gets you more ready for the season just because you're competing from day one. You know, you don't have to flip that switch when it comes to opening day. And I enjoy the competition. I'd be lying if I said it would be nice to come in with a 2 or 3 year deal and know you're going to be on the ball club. But at the same time, I know that that I need to battle every single year, and that's fine with me. I enjoy what I do, and this is half of the job description.
Kirk Sarlous joins us. Always nice to talk some ball with him and life in baseball. But, you know, spring training, so for you, when you take the ball in spring training, this is not just another day at the beach, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I enjoy the downtime in spring training just because, you know, you're in Arizona, you have good weather, and you're a little bit less stressful than the season, so you can enjoy your family and do things that you usually wouldn't be able to do during the season. But, yeah, when you do take the ball in spring training, you know for a fact that it has a direct indication if you're going to make the ball club or not. But that doesn't really change my focus of what I have to do. I still have to get ready for a season. I just go out and compete and let my ability take me to where I know I can go. And then after that, it's not really my decision anyway. So don't get too caught up in that. I just give my best, and hopefully that best is good enough.
One last thought. You know, I'm a persistent lawyer here. I'm going to ask you one other thought. Will you go out in spring training and throw a little bit more of a repertoire other than pitchers who just say, hey, I'm just going to come out and throw a fastball today?
Yeah, I think for me, I need to change speed and change location and kind of cross count, as I like to call it. Right from the get-go, really, because that's the way I'm going to pitch in the season. I'm not going to just go out and work on things. I need to get guys out from my first batter that I faced to the last batter I faced in spring training. So, but I work on the things that I need to work on in between my times out on the mound during the game. A little bullpen here and there if I really want to concentrate on one particular thing. But when I'm out on the mound, I'm there to pitch the same way I'm going to pitch in the season and try and compete and get people out on a consistent basis. And if I need to throw a 2-1 changeup, I'm going to throw a 2-1 changeup. I'm not just going to go, I'm going to work on my heater today. Here's a 2-1 heater. And it's going to be a straight one because I want to throw a strike. So I don't do that. And you know, I need to work and I need to let my defense work for me. So I'll throw 2-1 changeups from the first inning on.
Well put. Nice to have you on the show, Kirk. I appreciate it. And good luck this spring.
Thanks. It's always great to see you, Marty. And it's always fun playing the A's and seeing old friends. So I'm looking forward to it on Saturday.
We'll be back with more right after these messages.